All right, let's talk a little basketball. Back, golly, it's 10 days away from opening day in the NBA. And the Atlanta Hawks are a team that we are excited about because Joe Johnson is not on the roster. And we're not kidding. All right, let's talk with Jason Walker. He is our Hawks correspondent, highly paid correspondent, and he actually is on business in San Francisco. Have you got me a newspaper that says Giants win the pennant yet?
Not yet, but if you heard John Miller's call, I see he stopped just short of doing it twice.
Yes.
The Giants won the pennant. You almost could hear him want to do it again. But no, you'll get your newspaper, though.
All right, brother. I appreciate that.
You'll get an examiner, and all will be well.
Cool. That's great. Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting you're out there. That's good timing right there. You're not going to go to the game tomorrow night, are you?
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
You're not going to go to the World Series, are you, tomorrow night, are you?
I'll be down. I'm a little further south than San Jose, but not too far away.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to make the trip.
Well, you could go and get out there in that right field area where they just look through the fence and watch it.
I was thinking about just swimming in the bay. Should be pretty safe, right?
Well, and since you're a Reds fan, that's the closest you'll ever get to a World Series anyway.
Oh!
Thank you. I'm here all week. All right. Wow.
How about those Braves?
Yeah, I know. They suck. And don't you dare bring up what's going on in Jacksonville, or I want to hang up on you. All right, look, we got to talk about the Hawks. Because, by the way, it's your fault that Terrence Edwards messed that ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've never watched a game together since.
No, and we never will. All right, we were watching Georgia-Florida, 2002? And because of this guy right here, Georgia lost. That and Mark Richt.
Yeah.
All right.
Got some Jills.
Yeah.
Craig Sager would be proud.
Craig Sager would be proud. Exactly. All right, Hawks, how are they looking so far through the six games in the preseason?
But I tell you, it's interesting because, obviously the big news is the shipping out Joe Johnson and Marvin Williams and all those other flotsam that they had taking minimum contracts last year.
Yeah.
And in its place has come a number of very highly functional players. And Larry Drew has spent the preseason treating the lineups and the rotations like his own personal Rubik's Cube, just turning the sides and just seeing what he has. And that, what you've seen is that this is an offense that's finally going to move. The movement is astounding on this team. Even a guy like Lou Williams, who we'll talk about in a little bit, I'm sure, who usually got the ball and kind of broke people down one-on-one, kind of Joe Johnson style, he's moving fine without, he's moved in the context of the offense. He's in motion and getting his shots in the motion offense that Larry Drew tried to put in the preseason when he got the job two seasons ago.
Well, and it's no surprise that he's trying to figure out what's what with this many new players. Now, two-part question here. What do you think the starting five will be? And B, what do you think, if you were the coach, which we all know that should have happened a long time ago, what would you do with the starting five on this team?
I think that Larry Drew, this is going to be a season where Larry Drew treats the small forward position like he's streaming starting pitchers on his fantasy league team. He's going to have different combinations. You remember last year, he tried a lot of combinations with the guys that he had, and that's with a pretty solid four of Teague and Joe Johnson and Al Horford and Josh Smith. The only things we do know is that there'll be a point guard, and if he's healthy, it'll be Jeff Teague, and you'll have Horford and Smith starting in the front court. But I think on any given night, who starts at the two and the three will be different based on the matchup. And I think that's the way Larry Drew kind of likes it. I think he likes having those kind of interchangeable parts. There's going to be nights when Kyle Korver starts small forward, nights where Deshaun Stevenson will get starts at small forward, just based on what he wants to try to get to see early on. But, I mean, Lou Williams is going to come off the bench. He's going to be the super sub. It's going to remind folks of the kind of role that Jamal Crawford had with the team a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And should be very exciting. But, all we know for sure is that Teague, Horford, and Smith is going to start.
All right, Jay, will this take until January 1st or February 1st to figure out what's what? How long will it take for Larry Drew to know what he has?
Well, I mean, I think he'll know what he has pretty early on, Bill. But I think that he's just going to keep it flowing. I know he's going to want Lou Williams coming off that bench. And Lou's played a pretty good amount of point guard, too, in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Devin Harris back there with Jeff Teague, and he knows what he's got there, and I think he knows how he wants to use it. But, you know, keep in mind, a lot of these guys are at the last year of their contract. Kyle Korver, Anthony Morrow, even Deshaun Stevenson has two non-guaranteed years after this season. And what that makes is a good recipe for a trade. When a contender may be looking for a guy like Stevenson and a good run with the Mavericks a couple years ago, or Korver, you know, the Danny Ferry may want to move one of these guys for maybe a draft pick or something to build with the financial flexibility he's going to have in the offseason. So I don't think that even the Larry Drew knows what he's going to want. The roster may change just about the time that we get settled into where, okay, this is a rotation.
Jason Walker is our guest with PeachtreeHoops.com. So I know obviously we have to see a lot more, but do you think right now on paper and what you've seen so far from the exhibition season, is this a 45-win team maybe, or is this more 37-42?
Yeah, I think the funny thing is that a lot of people, when you know you see Joe Johnson and Marvin Williams, two cornerstones of a starting lineup for four or five seasons with the team, get traded, you think it's rebuilding time. But with the guys they brought in, Lou Williams, if he's not going to be maybe the most popular player, I mean, you got Josh Smith and Al Horford.
Yeah.
But Lou Williams being a local product and just being a sensational scorer. This guy gets fouled. He goes to the line. He makes shots. He's a young man and is excited about being a Hawk. And this guy is going to be, going to fill the offensive role that Joe Johnson left very capably. Probably a more efficient scorer than Joe because he gets to the line more. He's just fantastic. And the guys they brought in, offensively, this Atlanta Hawks team it might be better than last year. The problem is, you know, they did take away Joe and Marvin Williams, who are capable defenders, and they didn't really replace it with any reputation for defense. So it could be a very fast-paced team. But ultimately, Bill, I think that this team is the last year's team was on a 50-win pace, amazingly enough, without Horford for 55 games.
Right.
But I don't think this team slips off that much. Maybe I think you're looking at more of a 45-47-win team.
Wow.
And going back to the playoffs. That's the way we see it. It's still a very solid core of players that are still in place, and you've got very efficient scorers surrounding them. So this is not going to be a big drop-off for the Hawks this year.
Well, and, you know, I can't wait to see the team play. I mean, I'm excited about seeing this team play for the first time in several years. I was excited a couple years ago when Crawford joined the fray because I wanted to see how that would work and how that would help. And then, you know, for the most part, we've had the same static group here for a while to see how this mix will go. Now let me ask you this, and I'm looking at the stat sheet here for what these players have done in the preseason so far. And I know the preseason is the preseason, and they're playing against, you know, different combinations of the competition. Who's been the bigger surprise, Mike Scott, the second-round pick, averaging 9 a game, or Damian James coming in and scoring 7.4 per game?
Well, I tell you, Damian James was a guy that – a couple of years ago on PeachtreeHoops.com, we had actually predicted the Hawks to pick him because he was a small forward, defensive reputation. The Hawks ended up drafting Damian James but trading the pick, trading down with the Nets, and they ended up getting Jordan Crawford in that draft.
Right.
Who was since traded in the Kirk Heinrich deal. So James was, you know, from the University of Texas, very strong defensive player. Not really, you know, surprised a little bit more about his offense, but it is the preseason. But James is a guy who I'd like to see stick with this team because he does provide some of the defense that's missing from their team, and a really true small forward as well, which the Hawks really don't have. But it could get caught in a roster crunch. Mike Scott is a classic tweener. Will excel in situations like preseason and summer league. Unfortunately, when the big guys get out there and play, you know maybe in a couple years Mike will be a rotation player. He's a good guy to have drafted in the second round. I'd expect to see maybe Mike Scott get some time with the developmental league and in the D League to get him some minutes and continue to develop his face-up game at a more professional level.
Jason Walker, our guest from PeachtreeHoops.com. We're talking for a few moments about the Atlanta Hawks. What do you think is going to be the biggest surprise about this team? I mean, obviously, we've got to see a lot of these players for the first time, but will there be a player that may surprise us more than others?
I think people, and I'm going to go back to it again, but I really think people are going to be surprised how good Lou Williams is.
Really, yeah.
And, he came right out of high school. The Sixers drafted him. He was their most efficient scorer if you go for those kind of statistical stuff, he's an exceptionally efficient guy because he didn't turn the ball over, and he gets to the free throw line, and I think people are going to be, surprised because really he came in under the radar. He signed for the mid-level exception, which by the way was the first time in a couple decades the Hawks had used that little jewel.
Right.
He came in kind of under the radar after the trades, and I think people are really going to be surprised how really good he is. And when you're playing with Teague and Horford and Smith, Lou doesn't have to carry a unit, even though he'll come in on the second unit. I think most of the time he's going to play with these guys. Drew's going to be able to mix and match. I think that's one of the things. And the other thing is, even though I'm stating it like it's fact, I think the fact that it's not going to be as big a drop-off from the teams that we're used to, win-wise, I think a lot of people do expect, outside maybe Atlanta, expect this team to be, struggling to make that eighth playoff spot. But I don't see it. I think the Hawks are still a firm 5-6 seed when it'll come time for playoff time. I think they're going to be right there. But I think that's going to surprise a lot of people how competitive the Hawks are without Joe Johnson.
All right, hey, final question real quick. Give me about 30 seconds on this answer. Could Jeff Teague and Josh Smith and Al Horford be better with this group of players around them than what they had before?
Yes, I think the motion offense, I think getting the ball moving, feeds all three of those guys so much more than isolation basketball. So I think that each one of those guys could be more efficient and productive than they were last year. Plus, with the Hawks playing maybe more up-tempo, they're going to get more possessions. So all those points per game, rebounds per game, there's going to be a lot more of those because you get more possessions per game. So those guys' numbers may go up, and it may be finally time to see Josh Smith as an all-star because of it.
The first game is next Friday at 7:30, the Hawks and the Rockets, who have Jeremy Lin, of course, on their team. And it's going to be fun to see how the Hawks do. We'll talk as much as we can during the year, of course, with Jason Walker, who is a busy man, and he's out west. Hey, be careful out there, and we appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to talk with us.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. No problem. And go Gators.
Hang up on that.